Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
These cats are going to be at Knuckleheads. Is that right? Knuckleheads?
That's correct. On Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday night. This is 49 Winchester. Dana turned us on to them the other day. And they are good.
Friday night sold out already.
I did hear from a friend of mine today that Saturday might be sold out as well. Oh. Do you have it up in front of you?
I'll go take a look.
What I've got to get better about doing is not blasting things like this out to the universe until I'm sure I have all of the tickets I want.
Right.
Because one of my buddies is like, Saturday's sold out now too. Way to go.
What jerks we are promoting small venues.
Can I ask a dumb question?
Yeah, what's up?
Is there any chance we may get them on the show Friday? Have them come in studio early before sound check?
I can see if our people can reach out to their people.
I'm your people. I'm right here.
I know.
Saturday night is also sold out.
I knew it.
Would you mind, Samuel, reaching out to them and seeing if
they
can swing by?
The problem is, now that they're sold out, the odds go down. Like, this is why I shouldn't have said anything.
They're sold out because of you.
I know it.
Well, I mean,
Dan,
they do have power.
My phone exploded. It's Knuckleheads. There aren't that many slots available.
Oh, you can pack that place.
Yeah, but
she did.
I did.
I did. Gen Z has figured out how you can tell if somebody is using ChatGPT when they write something and send it to you.
Okay.
It is a very bizarre, the story says common punctuation. I had to look it up. There is a certain punctuation that apparently ChatGPT is very fond of using when it writes.
Okay.
Double space?
It's called, no.
Yeah, I was going to guess if you're an older person.
And when I say M, I mean E-M. Not the letter M, E-M. It's called an M-dash.
Yeah.
Which is, I had to look it up. It's a dash surrounded by parentheses.
An M-dash?
It looks like this. I'll show you right here.
Dash.
So look at that right there.
Yeah. That's an M-dash. We use that in algebra.
Okay. So apparently it is a punctuation mark that is longer than a hyphen, longer than a comma, longer than dot, 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 which is what people
from
our generation use all the time. It can be used to indicate a break in thought or indicate a sudden change in direction in a sentence.
It doesn't come with the parentheses. It's just the long dash.
Oh.
It's two dashes put together. It's a longer dash.
Well, then why does it have parentheses?
So old that Scott thought there was parentheses around the dash.
Did you guys not pay attention? You have journalism degrees.
Oh, you're right.
We never use that two journalism.
Well, it's longer than two dashes, exactly.
Is it three, Dan? Give me a number. I need a number.
It's probably like 2.4.
Well, hitting two dashes on the keyboard is how you create an M dash while typing. And the fact that this story is claiming that nobody ever uses them, I most certainly use the M dash.
Yeah, it's because you're young. I'm a daughter.
I'm a daughter.
The long one, I think you have to do like a shift control and then hit the dash. An N dash, I believe, is the one where you can just hit like
Can I throw something out for discussion?
And then the hyphen is just the once.
You are not going to believe this because you know how much I hate AI. I just don't think outside of maybe, you know, DNA cancer sequencing and research.
We're starting World War.
It's usually the bad stories that we talk about. I could not sleep last night. I was up at 2 a.m. I was up at 3. I was up at 4. I was up at 5. And when I'm up like that, I start thinking, oh, I need to do this and let's do this story. You know, we are in the process of farming, as you know.
Okay.
You are not going to believe this, but tonight, we have a date with AI for a very specific purpose, and I know this is probably going to tick a very select portion of our audience off, but I'm going to have it out.
But you're not a farmer, and you're not going to be a farmer.
We are going to dip our toe into the world of AI tonight for a very specific narrow set of reasons.
Give me one.
It hit me at 3 a.m., Scott. Apparently, before someone builds you a house, they have to have, like, the exact house plans.
No.
Well, I've never done this, Scott. I don't I don't know how to build a house.
You mean the actual dimensions of what you want?
Well, you mean like a blueprint?
I am very just build it. I want it to look like this photo I saw on Pinterest. Just make it look like this.
A schematic?
Here's what I know. We have a set of plans that has two bedrooms up front and then a master in the back. And all I said was, we don't want that. I don't need two bedrooms. I just want a gigantic master. So just erase these two squares.
Well, maybe if you called it a primary, they'd know what you were talking about.
And make it one big space on the left. So we started reaching out.
So like, you're going to have a one-bedroom ranch house? You're not going to have a guest
house? With a loft up. We just don't need, I don't want a five-bedroom house anymore.
Resale. So
I said, Dan, just generally do this. And our builder, love him, said, well, it doesn't work like that. We actually need like the specifications. Just like take an eraser and erase two rooms and make it a big room. I'm an easy person to get along with. We'll worry about the flare later. Architects everywhere are screaming into their cars right now. And I know that.
Walls.
So we try to, have you ever tried to hire an architect?
No.
This is why George Costanza on Seinfeld went around telling everyone he was an architect. It is a highly specialized field with math and such. This is what they do.
With math and such.
So I reach out, dip my toe in the world of fine architecture. It's more than the damn house. Just erase the two bedrooms and make it a big bedroom.
Well, wait, you're wanting to be a farmer? Why don't you just build a barn?
Dan, I have to have some more sleep. This is where AI comes in. And I know if you're an architect, you're screaming at me right now, and you have every right to. This is the WebMD of physicians out there. There is now AI software where you can take this plan and shove it in there and go erase the two damn bedrooms in the front, make one big bedroom on the left side, and let's be done with this, people.
Yeah, there is a major concern here.
Structural?
Integrity.
Yeah.
You got the first part.
So today, I send these websites.
How did Dana die?
Her
brand new house collapsed on her.
Babe, this is what we need to do.
Well, I just got a text from Babe who wrote, oh my God, I'm really trying. That's all he wrote.
Do you now know how expensive it is to hire an architect?
Well, here's something that's easier.
Scott, this is why when you Google design plans for homes, it's like $1,900 to buy the plans online. I've never done this. I didn't know. I just thought, this is generally what I want it to look like. Build this house.
And architects do it for free.
No, I don't think they were going to. I'm not saying that.
They pro bono the design of your future home.
I'm not saying that. We have the plans, but apparently they need electrical. Didn't see that coming. They want to know where the electrical outlets are. I'm like, I need electrical outlets. I don't care where they are.
You might need water pipes so you can poop.
And now we're going live to Babe with his take.
Well, I've been doing my hardest to get it over the green. I've been practicing as hard as I can. Just not reaching it this year, but I'm just trying my hardest.
Try again next year there, Babe.
Yeah. Here's the deal. That's what I'm going to say. It is a very specialized thing when you go to do this thing, and I just didn't know. We had a set of plans. I'm like, this house, build this house. He found the plans. We handed the plans over, and it was like, swing and a miss. We need way more than this.
This is why at universities across this great nation, there are schools of architecture there.
It's like a six-year program.
Well,
you might as well be a doctor. It's that specialized.
It is a six-year program.
Yeah,
is
it's a
six?
Profession. It's a legit profession.
That's what I wanted to do. Like, I understand that, but I'm like, I'm not trying to sculpt the Sistine Chapel here.
No, you're just trying to survive in your home without it collapsing on you.
My goodness.
And the poop leaves the house when you leave it in the toilet.
Wait until you submit your napkin to the county.
The county? See, I saw this photo on Pinterest. I want it to look like this, but take two of the bedrooms out. Why is this so difficult?
My experience has been that cities will issue building permits on anything written on paper towel, but not napkin.
Yes.
Has to be on paper towel.
To do this correctly, by the way, Johnson which County. We are going to end up having to do unless the AI thing works out, which I'm not saying it will. It's like $5,000.
For your safety and future longevity, please, for the love of God, do not rely on AI.
Let me read you what your dear friend just wrote me now.
He is so tolerant.
We did not have plans. We have a PDF cartoon version of a floor plan. Lordy, lordy.
I said, babe, we will crack open a bottle of wine and we will figure this out.
Oh, that's a winning path. Yeah. Let's get on a computer program that we don't understand and open some alcohol. Well, that's a brilliant idea.
I mean, you know, brainstorming
is a great idea. Yes.
Is awesome.
Yes.
Writing them down.
Sober.
Drawing, even if you have a couple.
But Dan, do you understand what I'm saying? We have the floor. Okay, what we have is the floor plan.
You have a concept of a plan.
Yes.
You ain't got jack.
We do have a floor plan.
Okay. This will be where the floor is.
Do you have
Okay. You guys know what? I turn to you for advice when I need it, and I'm trying to be honest. I just didn't realize it was $5,000 to hire an architect, which I'm saying it's worth every penny. I understand that.
Here's our advice.
You don't want your house collapsing. I understand that.
Here is the collective advice of the other 75% of the show.
Yeah.
Buy existing property.
It can be done, but you have more hoops to jump through, and you have to be very precise in the planning and the building.
Our builder's face when I go, just build
barn.
Essentially this house. I essentially want you to build this house.
Oh my God.
I'm not picky. He's like, well, what kind of countertops do you want? I'm like, Bob, just build the house.
Just pick the counter.
Go over to the tile shop and pick something out.
I'm easy. Do you know he wanted to know how many can lights? Have you ever counted can lights? I go, I don't know. Whatever the normal amount of can lights are in a kitchen, put that number in.
So during the commercial break, home builder over here says to me, and it's not a direct quote. Oh my God, turn that away from me. That's like architectural porn.
We have the plan, Sam, and on the plan, I'm going to email them to you.
No, you don't.
I just X'd out the front two bedrooms. I said, I want this house, just X these two things out and make it one. And the builder goes, Dan, come look at this.
So she says to me,
swear to God, that's the plan.
She says to me, why do we have to have numbers and stuff? Why would an architect need numbers and stuff? And I looked over at her, trying to remain calm, and I said, because they want it to stand.
Yeah.
You've got to have the, I mean.
How many lights do you want? How many outlets do you want?
Where are we going to put the piping to get to the toilet?
Right. What we have is I'm starting to understand what we have is the layout. And what I've done is it says master suite, 15 by 15, bathroom, bedroom, bedroom. And I just X'd out the two bedrooms.
That you didn't want.
And put an arrow down. And I said, just make this whole damn left side the master. We don't have children anymore. I want this whole side.
Let me see it again.
It's just two X's.
And you still have kids.
They're in their 20s.
She
sent
me
five bedrooms. Oh my
God. An email with a link to a free tutorial for a CAD system. Engineers spend years learning how to use these systems.
My person knows how to use a CAD system.
Microsoft Paint. It's already on your computer.
586-7798. David in Kansas City. Hello.
Hi, David.
Hello, how are you?
Well, we're struggling, David.
Clearly, David.
I understand that. I've been in the construction industry for 40 years and seen a lot, done a lot. Mm-hmm. So you just need to look at your plans. I would do this pro bono, look at your plans and figure out, we can do this, we can do that. But there's a lot of systems behind the scenes, as far as I think Scott mentioned it. Plumbing, electrical, and everything else.
Are those important?
And so I'd be glad to look at it, and you have to get permits and stuff. So absolutely offer my services,
David,
for whatever you want to help.
I will. I absolutely cannot do that. You are so sweet to offer. I'm not going to do that. The reason I'm sharing this story is because I think there are people out there listening who have built homes, and then there's people who have not. I've never done it. You either build homes or you don't, right? I just did not realize, I believe through no fault of my own, I don't have any architects in my family yet. I just did not realize how detailed everything needed to be when you go to try and build a house.
David, it says here that you're an architectural engineer. Is that correct?
Yes.
How many years of college training, higher education, dare I say, university training, did you acquire to become an architectural engineer?
4 years.
4 years. But you've been doing this business for 40 years.
Yes.
So I'm just going to ask you. He's still my witness. I'm going to ask you just a couple of real quick questions, and just as short as the answer can be, yes or no, and maybe a brief explanation if necessary. When designing a home, and I'm assuming you design and build homes, is that correct?
I build a lot more than homes, but yes.
Okay. Well, with any structure that you build, is electricity important?
Yes, sir.
Is plumbing important?
Yes, sir.
Is having... Oh, don't call me sir. I'm going to look for my father. Is making the structure that you're building level at every level important?
Priority one.
David, I'm going to ask you a more practical question. What has Pinterest done to your business? It's got to drive you crazy.
Nothing.
No. No social media.
What I'm saying is, David, like people now, and my friend who's a veterinarian will say this, people look stuff up online and think, well, why can't you do this or that? And I think for someone like me who does not understand how detailed the plans have to be before you can get the loan, before all those things, I just looked up what I liked and said, just build this.
Well, that's Pinterest. That's kind of finished product stuff.
Yeah.
You have to build the bones before you can put the finishes on it. So you gotta start right.
I do understand that, David.
Get the bones, get the wiring behind it, and then you can do the finishes.
Hmm. David, thank you for the call. Do you understand what I'm saying, Scott?
No, and nobody else does.
Yes, the measurements have to be correct. I understand that. I just thought you could hand off a general floor plan, and that's good.
Yeah, we'll give it a shot.
I'm going to guess she wants 8 floodlights in the living room. I'm going to guess she wants this sort of...
I did not know the level of detail.
...granite in the island in the kitchen.
Well, yeah, like eventually we'll say, like, yeah, I'll pick out some granite, but I just, you know, generally...
Well, they don't just start with the project half finished.
My brain hurts.
Well, from the text line, manufactured housing exists for a reason.
Thank you.
You want a manufactured house?
No, we live in Tornado Alley. I do not. But
you can bolt that to a
to foundation.
Foundation of some capacity.
Just get some straps thrown over the roof.
Where's the basement?
Well, Dana, we went with the cheaper route.
Did we even consider the basement in all of this?
Yes. These plans have a basement.
Where is
I don't know how it gets there, but in the picture there is one.
All right, show me your plans again, very quickly, if you may. Because I have
here's
one
another
question.
Picture because I don't want the dining room there. I X that out.
Okay, where is the...
You can put a table anywhere.
Where are the stairs to the basement?
Those are in there, right there.
Where?
Right there.
Okay.
See?
Right off the foyer.
This is a design plan. It says open with zip extractor.
How wide are the stairs going to be?
According to this...
It doesn't say.
General stair width.
Okay.
And length.
General stair width.
Yes, those are... There are... regulations.
10.5 inch.
Yes,
or
even about the spindles.
Zip extractor, by the way, is the program you use to open the file.
You know Tim, our handyman. Tim, you know Scott, Tim, our handyman,
yes.
For years and years and years. Oh,
yes.
My God, I miss him. He would come over, this is a true story, and say, Dana, you need a ceiling fan installed. What kind of ceiling fan do you like? And do you know what my answer was every single time?
You pick.
Tim.
One that goes around?
I don't care if it goes around and around. He goes, well, do you want 4 blade? Do you want 5? I go, no. Mm-hmm. Just put a ceiling fan up there. I am so easy.
Until they pick something that you don't like.
It's a ceiling fan. How bad can it be?
Well, there's the boring white ones.
Get a white one. You know, I would say, okay, get a white one.
No, you would want something a little nicer. Maybe brown in color.
54 inches, 36
yes,
inches.
Yes, and guess what?
Flush to the ceiling.
Guess what? Tim is a retired engineer. And I would go, Tim, I don't care. Just put in a ceiling fan. See how easy I am?
You are a nightmare for anyone in the architecture business. Period. End of story. Full stop. 913-586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks. I'm not going to bore you with the music history behind this gift, but John Grayson just popped in the studio and said, never tell a vinyl guy that there's a vinyl record he can't find. And when you were in Augusta last week, he filled in a couple times for like an hour on, I think it was Monday and Wednesday when Mackie couldn't get here at 2 o'clock. And I showed him this record that I had to throw away years ago that I had bought in a place I'm not allowed to talk about. And then immediately after the album was released, they changed the cover. But I had the original cover of this record. And I could never find it online. It was always the new and better cover. I won't bore you with it. It's a band called White Wolf. And I love the album. He somehow found the original cover that was only used like a handful of times. And he walked in and said, never tell a vinyl guy he can't find your vinyl.
I have rarely seen Scott speechless. He just leveled him speechless.
That's awesome.
I was shaking. I was so excited.
Wow.
To hold. I had not held, because my original version of that album was destroyed years ago when we had flooding in our basement, probably 25 years ago. And it was, I had a lot of my vinyl, not all of it, on the floor in a little holder, and it was one of the records that was so destroyed I couldn't salvage it.
John's a magician.
Golly, man, he is awesome. Yesterday we were telling you about this mom and son duo who ran and still do run, I guess, Metro Tow here in Kansas City. They are charged with 9 felonies apiece, and the allegations,
it's more than that now, but keep going.
Okay. The allegations are that they would just take their tow trucks and ride around town and just start willy-nilly towing people's cars and falsifying documents to say that they had the towing rights on that private property or whatever. The feds, I believe it was the feds, it was Kansas City Police, raided their tow lot, and they are now under arrest, charged with 9 felonies apiece. You say it's higher. And now there's the suggestion, this story is from Fox 4, where Fox 4 was able to track down one man named Brian Stanley.
Yep.
Who suggests
he bought
a car from Metro Tow, and he's wondering if the car that he bought was a stolen car that they had towed.
So remember, out of all the felonies, one of the charges is vehicle theft. And we were guessing yesterday that when you illegally tow a car on a lot that you do not have permission to be on with forged documents and you take that car, that's essentially auto theft. It's correct. Auto theft wrapped around the guise of I'm a tow truck operator. What he is suggesting is that some of the cars that they towed that were then, for whatever reason, the owners were down on their luck, couldn't afford to pay the $1,900 in one case.
Or didn't know where
their car
back was.
Or didn't know where their car went. There is a suggestion from this Brian Stanley that he purchased one of those cars. And he had screenshots, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying, okay, is there anything wrong with the car? And the reply on the other end was, no, it was towed. It was parked illegally. No one ever came to get it. We're just selling it.
So he did buy the car. He said it was it was a nice car. He was looking for a second car. He said, but when he bought the car, that's when the trouble started. Adamson, I'm assuming this is Lynette, mom. Adamson, now charged with 9 felonies along with her son, refused to release the lien on the title.
Quote, we got it registered and everything. We've been making our payments for a year. And guess what? Sam, you called this out in the newsroom. You said, what about the people who bought these cars that were illegally towed? The answer is they're screwed. You're not going to be able to get it.
You can't get it titled.
Titled correctly. And you essentially bought, the suggestion being here, a car that belongs to someone else that was either being held hostage on that tow lot or flat out stolen from the owner.
It says here, Fox 4 visited Metro Tow off North Agnes Avenue 2 days in a row. On Monday, someone inside shut a window on them. On Tuesday, nobody answered.
The car is in limbo, quoting here from Brian. I can't sell it if I wanted to. I can't really do a whole lot. I don't know if police are going to come back and say, yes, it was illegally towed. But let me tell you something, Scott. Even if the car was legitimately towed, which it wasn't, let's be honest. These people are horrible people that prey on people. Even if it was legitimately towed, they don't have the right to sell it.
That's correct.
They sold a car that did not belong to them, right, Sam?
I mean, yeah, since they were allegedly falsifying the tow documents, that does not give them rightful possession of that vehicle. And I would assume there's some law in there that, you know, they have to give the now previous owner a certain amount of time to pay off that debt. I'm not sure how that works. I'm not in the tow sharking business, allegedly.
Then there's another woman who came forward and sent an email to Channel 4 that said she was hit by a Metro tow truck driver. She said he tried to pay her not to call police, first offering $500, then increasing it to $2,000, according to the woman, because insurance is beginning the process to sue because they believe the driver was uninsured. There were expired plates on the tow truck. And by the way, Metro Tow, she says, has no active commercial insurance policy that they can find.
Laws vary by state, but yes, tow companies can sell off cars that they tow and the fees go unpaid.
Well, then but where's the title? You still need the
title.
That's
a great question.
Listen to this. As for Stanley, Brian, Fox 4 helped him get in touch with the authorities. They told him, enter your car's VIN number, the car that he, quote, bought from Metro Tow.
But doesn't have the title.
Enter the VIN number into a state website, see if it's been reported stolen. He did. He was told the records for that car, quote, have been lost.
How convenient. By the way, the Fox 4 story says Metro Tow is still open for business. How is it that the city, and it, I don't think the city can, I don't know why the city couldn't shut them down.
The city would be the one that would shut them down.
The police said it would have to be the state. In one of the stories that I saw. By the way, in many states, and this is according to longdistancetowing.com, who knows what they know, but according to that website, in many states, that period, that grace period, is just 15 days.
Before they could sell off your towed car.
Yep.
You've got to be kidding me.
But here's the problem, and here's where Metro Tow has the advantage.
They illegally towed the car.
I come outside tonight, right? Let's say I go outside tonight.
Where you have the right to park.
Correct.
Yep.
I have broken no law.
Nope.
I work here.
Yep.
I'm allowed to park here.
Yep.
I think they would prefer that I park here. I go outside tonight and my car is gone. There is no indication that it was towed from the lot. There's not a card sitting in the spot where I was saying, hey, just give us a call. We've
got your car. It's a predatory tower.
Right. How am I ever going to find my car? I would physically have to go to every tow lot in this city and walk the lot, which usually is behind a fence.
With dogs.
With barbed wire on top.
It says here, tow companies must verify the vehicle ownership and may file a lien for the unpaid towing or storage fees. That lien, when it goes unpaid after that grace period, allows them the legal right to sell the car for the cost of the unpaid fees.
Sam, if
it was
the car
taken
wasn't
legally
stolen, and authorities are alleging that these cars, essentially, if you think about it, if they did not have a contract with the property owner, they did not have a right to be there to tow.
Which
but
is
they
some
were
of the
just,
allegations.
Yes, they were just roaming around towing cars.
Mm-hmm. Well, wait a minute.
Then how would they have the right, even after 15 days, to sell that?
What was one of the details in the story? What business does the mother own?
I don't know.
The property management company.
That is one of the allegations, isn't it? That she was signing
dozens. She owns the property management company. They were towing, allegedly, on her behalf, because she was the one managing these apartment complexes. Mom says, hey, son, go tow these cars. They're parked illegally.
She's also accused of falsifying hundreds of documents showing she had the right to tow the cars that she did. And here's how they got her, Scott. They said there was no way. Let's say one of the tow slips was dated April 13th in Kansas City, and one of the tow slips was dated April 13th in North Dakota. That's a bad example. But they said based on the timeline of hundreds of these slips that were falsified,
they couldn't physically be in two places.
You could not physically be in 10 places at one time legally towing cars.
Huh. Mm.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. So many of these victims, Scott, did not have the money, nope, did not have the means.
Nope.
One woman said, she just went back and begged, give me my house keys. You took all of my keys. Give me my keys back. I can't get into my apartment. Nope.
You're kidding me.
No, that was one of the stories.
How heartless.
These are
Allegedly
horribly acting human beings.
And preying on people who can least afford it.
Correct.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. So the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame has announced their class for 2025, and they include not the Larry Brown who coached basketball at KU, but 1972 NFL MVP Larry Brown, who was a running back in the NFL in the 1970s, and also Kansas football coach Mark Mangino.
Oh.
Who I thought had left the university on not the greatest terms.
Were there some anger management issues there at the end?
I believe there were. Also some not-so-friendly slogans about the guy.
I mean, you don't win the 2007 Orange Bowl and then get shown the door.
Is it going to rain all weekend?
Most of it.
Specifically all weekend? Is there a window?
Specifically most of the day Sunday, and I believe off and on throughout Saturday.
Oh, man.
Won't be raining where I will be.
Oh, really?
If you get out.
Shut up,
it's
Sam.
It's just rain. He'll get out.
He'll take off in the rain. If not, I'll just wait it out. I'm going.
You're going. You got to sit on that tarmac
Sunday,
for 4 days.
Monday, Tuesday, I'll be on the plane. I don't care.
Bride in Florida, who's late to her own wedding, was stopped going 105 miles per hour as she tried to make it to the altar on time. The incident occurred at 2:40 in the afternoon last Friday when the unnamed bride, who was being driven by one of her wedding guests, was stopped by an unmarked police vehicle in Port St. Lucie, Florida. After the officer caught them going 105 miles per hour.
Oh, well, we shouldn't be doing that.
It was 2:42 in the afternoon. The wedding was supposed to start at 2:30 in nearby Stuart, Florida. They were still 10 miles away from the wedding venue when they were stopped 10 minutes after the wedding was supposed to start. Whose wedding is it? The police officer can be heard saying as he approaches and stops the vehicle in the video. It's mine, the bride says from the front passenger seat. Well, you're already late, said the officer.
Hey, on a more serious note, but also kudos, I've got to tell everybody this. Our local highway patrol troopers in Kansas just stopped and found a missing man out of Oklahoma with Alzheimer's. Pardon me, Omaha with Alzheimer's. A trooper tried to pull the man over in Jewell County today. Said he saw the elderly driver crossing the center line, and initially the driver didn't stop. When he did, the driver appeared confused and said, I'm trying to make my way back to Omaha. Sure enough, they checked. He is listed as a missing person with Alzheimer's out of Omaha. They were able to arrange for his safe return. Good. And everyone in Omaha is saying, oh my gosh, thank you, yeah. Kansas Highway Patrol.
Birthdays today, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is 78. Martin Lawrence, the comedian, is 60. John Cryer is 60. And Bill Belichick is 1 year older than his girlfriend today. He is now 73.
Or 50 years older.
Now she's only two generations his junior. Oh, wait, it was the same as yesterday.
We got to run. Sam, Stevie, Dana Wright. My name's Scott. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.